Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, what a game, what a win. Royals victorious 5-4, the final score. 5-4, a nail-biter. 5-4 in a game that maybe this is a bit much. But 5-4 in a game that reminds you why you love this sport, why you tune in on a nightly basis. Man, that game had it all, didn't it? Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. It's also our text line number. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Game had it all. Big moments, dripping with suspense. Aroldis Chapman can't get it done in the eighth inning as he pitches back-to-back nights for the first time this season. So Scott Barlow puts on the cape, comes in the eighth inning. Royals hanging on to a one-run lead. Scotty Barlow strikes out two in the eighth and then closes the door in the ninth. It got tense, but that's why we love this. That's why you tune in to game number 24, despite the fact that the team is off to a disappointing start. Game had it all, had a good, confident starting pitcher. Is there anything more enjoyable than sitting down and watching your favorite team and your team having a confident starting pitcher? Brady Singer right out of the gate, the first two frames had that good sinker. Established the changeup early, and then in the third, the slider showed up, and then look out. Brady Singer goes six innings, allows one run on five hits, doesn't walk a batter. Strikes out five. Brady Singer's first quality start of the season. The Royals still waiting for anyone to throw two quality starts. Hopefully Singer does that when we see him coming up on Sunday against the Minnesota Twins. But nice performance tonight from Brady Singer. I told you earlier today on the On Deck show, just show me Brady Singer's final line and the rest is secondary. I said that's how I'm watching games now. I hate to do it. It does seem like it's a white flag, but I got to be honest, I'm not calling it a white flag. We don't white flag until we get to the middle of May. So I hate watching games not focused on the team's performance, but more individual performances. But I just can't make myself angry night in and night out, was the team is likely to lose more than they win moving forward. I told you, the only thing that would upset me, the only thing that still upsets me, are mental mistakes, silly base running, bad defense. Again, I told you, this game had it all. Big moments, a confident starting pitcher, action on the base paths, action in the batter's box, station to station, a good performance from the offense, up and down the lineup. Yet six different Royals collect multiple hits tonight. You even had the pain, the anguish. That is, whether you want to admit it or not, part of the game that you love. Right, the great Bart Giamatti quote, "Baseball will break your heart. It was designed to break your heart." Tonight had it all. Suspense, Singer, station to station action, offensively from the boys in blue, and even the pain, even the hurt, even the, "Bobby, what are you doing?" Saves a run in the eighth inning with that crazy athleticism at shortstop, but then he quickly gives it right back with that crazy confidence he has in that right arm. Oh man, did I enjoy this one. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. 7-6-10. Royals win 5-4. Let's start off in Blue Springs. Jackson, you're hitting the leadoff tonight. Go ahead.
I appreciate it, man. I feel like the Royals are going to win a lot of ball games if the pitching pitches six innings, and then you just hand it right to Q, hands it right to Chapman for an inning, and then Barlow comes in for maybe 3 to 4 outs for a save. I mean, Royals are going to be really hard to beat. Our starting pitch is going to really have to, keep eating some innings. What about the run tonight? Starting off quick tonight with Oliveras. I love him. He doesn't get the respect he deserves, I feel like. Mm. And I'm just ranting a little bit. But I think Oliveras needs a lot more consistent at bats. He rakes. He just needs to find a way to stay in the lineup daily. And, we got a lot of young guys. We just got to keep finding the ways, man. We're a small market team, man. I just wanted to appreciate the call, man. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Jackson. Edward Olivares, has a hit now in 5 straight games. Drove in a run in the first inning for a second consecutive night. Look, there's no question. Ollie's bat is a weapon. He is just dangerous in the box. But he's also dangerous to his own team when he's in the field. He's just a below-average defender. But you know what? I'm with you. Look, you're even with the win tonight, the Royals are 6-18. You need weapons. But the way the offense has gone for a majority of the season, if you have someone and their bat is their weapon, I'm with you, Jackson. I want Edward Olivares in the lineup. I'm not really excited to watch him defensively, but shockingly, team 6-18 doesn't have perfect pieces up and down the lineup. Appreciate the phone call. Opens up a line for you. 913-586-7610. Well, it wasn't just Brady Singer off to Aroldis Chapman and then Scott Barlow. Taylor Clark came in the seventh inning, created a mess, and I guess you can say wiggled out of it. It could have been a lot worse. Taylor Clark gives up a run in the seventh inning but does strand runners on the corners. Now, Taylor Clark comes in there, and the Royals are up at 4-1. And after he records the first out, he gives up a single, then back-to-back walks, and then a sack fly. But thankfully, it stops right there as Ketel Marte helping out the Royals throughout the night. Big punch out there against Taylor Clark in the seventh inning. Thank you, Ketel. And then that first pitch hack against Scott Barlow in the ninth inning, bailing Scotty and all of us out of a huge jam. Runner on third. The game-tying run was on third base with only one out. First pitch Barlow throws to Marte. He pops out to Bobby Witt Jr. Two down with a man on third. Barlow does a great job of not allowing Corbin Carroll to beat you. Now, Corbin Carroll was the only person to beat Brady Singer tonight. Corbin Carroll and him alone is the only reason Brady Singer gave up a run tonight. Now, speaking of Brady Singer, here's what I want to get to tonight. Here's my question for you. Which performance tonight was bigger? Brady Singer's 6 innings of one-run baseball. He improves to 2-2 on the season. Or Michael Massey. Massey goes 2-for-4, drives in the Royals' third run of the game with a one-out RBI single in the fifth. Massey would single again to lead off the eighth inning, making it 3 straight multi-hit games. First time he's done that in his big league career. In the last 3 days, Michael Massey has raised his batting average 73 points. And I'll tell you what, that RBI knock, that is the young man that I baseball fell in love with during spring training last season, during the lockout, when I was watching a bunch of minor leaguers. Now, that swing, that nice and easy, looks like it's from the late 70s, early 80s, kind of left-handed swing from Michael Massey shooting it to the opposite field. That's the guy that I believe can join the core of Bobby, MJ, Vinny, Salvi, and Singer. he's a guy with that swing and that glove. That's the guy that I believe can find himself right in the middle of this thing when it turns around in Kansas City. Now, you're hoping Drew Waters, when he returns, he too fights his way in. We were hoping Chris Bubich was about to pierce his way inside that core. To really fill this fan base up with hope that you have some pieces here. That 2024 isn't the wash that some are already deeming it. Yeah, 2024, talking about next year. Hope for next year, in my opinion, it rides on guys like Michael Massey and Drew Waters and Daniel Lynch. It rides on the guys that we aren't sure about yet. So Massey, another multi-hit night. I'm curious, what was the bigger performance? We've known Brady Singer's good. I talked about it on the On Deck show today. If Brady Singer's not good, this team doesn't have a chance. Those core members that I mentioned, if they're not good, we'll cancel Christmas. This team has no chance of sniffing 70 wins. Without Brady, Bobby, Pasquantino, and Perez, along with MJ Melendez. Without them, you have no chance. You need more of them. So, Massey or Singer? Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals, again, match a season high with 14 base hits as they knock off the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-4. The final score. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
The pitch to Michael, swing and a line drive, base hit left field. Here comes Salvi, home to score. Edward will be held at third base, but Michael Massey in opposite field, RBI base.
Steve Stewart on the call as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Royals win 5-4. They set up a rubber game tomorrow. 2:40 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 1:30. Ryan Yarbrough going for the Royals. Zach Gallen for Arizona. He has a sub-3 ERA, one of the 10 best right-handers in the game. I think that, yeah, top 10 for sure. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. My game notes after this sixth victory of the season. Game notes brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Salvador Perez passes Carlos Beltran on the franchise's all-time runs scored leaderboard. Salvi now 10th all-time with 547 runs scored. One more puts him past Eric Hosmer for 9th all-time. Also, Scott Barlow, his 46th career save. He's now 4 away from passing Wade Davis for 9th most in Royals franchise history. All right, so I asked you, what was the bigger performance tonight? Brady Singer putting together a quality start and doing so without walking a single batter. I tweeted out this statistic. Since the beginning of the 2010 season, so 13 years ago, nobody has done what Brady did tonight more often in a Royals uniform. 6 innings, 1 run or less, no walks. I think Guthrie did it 6 times. James Shields is in there. Danny Duffy's in there. Zach Greinke's in there. But nobody has done it as often as Brady Singer. 6 innings, 1 run or less, and not a single walk. So what was a bigger performance tonight? That from Brady or Michael Massey, who we just heard drive in the 3rd run of the game to put the Royals on top as they would add on another just moments later, Franmil Reyes driving in Edward Olivares to make it 4-1 Kansas City. And when I first pose this question. I thought the answer was Brady Singer. I thought the answer was Brady Singer because Chris Bubich is done for the year. And Daniel Lynch is still in Arizona pitching in Surprise, Arizona, not Phoenix, Arizona. Because Jonathan Heasley pitched tonight for the Omaha Storm Chasers and, well, gave up 7 runs and has an ERA north of 9. So that was my reasoning for why it's Brady Singer, because without this Brady Singer, I'll reiterate, this team has no chance to sniff 70 wins. Not without Bubich and Lynch. Not unless something crazy happens. But the more I think about it, I think the answer is Michael Massey. Now, he needs to do it a lot longer. It's not 3 games. Massey needs to put this type of performance together for the next 5 months. Not every night, but you know what I'm talking about. Got to be a productive, above average, hitting second baseman. 3 games is not a season, obviously. But if we're going to acknowledge that this is an evaluation season, that's what 2023 is all about, evaluating the young talent or the talent on this team and see who's going to be on the squad in 2025 and 26. I hate viewing this team through that lens. I would much rather dissect the X's and O's and the decision-making of Matt Cotrero and his coaching staff, but that's not where they're at. And that's not even what they're doing. Now, the Royals are even telling you this is about evaluation. We braced to lose more than we were going to win. There's no real pressure on anyone. As far as the front office, the coaching staff, there's no real pressure right now. So if that's the attitude I'm receiving, well, of course I'm going to start viewing the team through that lens, that 2024, 5, and 6 lens. So with that being the case, I already know it. Well, I already believe Brady Singer has the goods. I've seen him do it for a full season. Not just last year, but even what he did in the pandemic shortened season of 2020, if that didn't show a different level of confidence, maturity, ability, and then to double down on it with what he did last year. That's why I'm all in, and we're all in on Brady Singer. Now, in my heart, I believe Michael Massey's a guy that can have a very impressive big league career. I believe it. I know a lot of people around him believe it. I know a lot of people in the organization believe it. I think he's just starting to believe it. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Michael Massey works like a big leaguer, talks like a big leaguer, prepares and thinks like a big leaguer, but I don't know if he's fully accepted the fact that he is a big leaguer. Once he does that, I think everything else will unlock and he has a chance to become one of those core pieces. So if this season's about evaluation, to me what's most important is finding more core pieces, more guys that you say, I want to watch you in a Royals uniform for the next 5 years. So yeah, I lean towards Michael Massey and his performance tonight being the bigger performance. How about you? Text line 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Alex writes in, Vern, Brady Singer's performance, by far, that's my choice. This team desperately needs Singer to get on a roll so we can get a stopper. In this average pitching rotation, we need a stopper and we need a starter like this to really get the guys going. Yeah, Alex, I don't know if there is a wrong answer. I think I'm 51-49 Michael Massey. And just because Brady Singer has something on the back of his baseball card, that's maybe why I lean more towards Michael Massey. Maybe here's the best way to answer this, in my opinion. Here's the best way that I can answer it. For 2023, no question the answer is Brady Singer. Because this is going to be a long, brutal summer if good Brady Singer doesn't show up. But for 2024 and 25, Michael Massey had the bigger performance because he still has quite a few more boxes to check compared to where Brady Singer's at. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Bobby Witt Jr. going clean shave. That's new, right? I didn't see that in last night's opener. Never really was a fan of his, I don't know if it's a Jack Sparrow look he's going for. I like clean-shaven Bobby. Now you can have the long hair. You can go the, you know, young Robin Yount look. Right, I think that fits. I remember Rex Hudler made the comparisons between Bobby and the Kid plenty of times. All he needs now is a Fu Manchu. That's what I want to see. I just don't think he can connect right now. Fellas, you know, connecting the mustache to the goatee. Once Bobby can do that and bust out the Robin Yount Fu Manchu, I'm all in. All in on that. Shout out to Vinny Pasquantino, who extended his on-base streak to 19 games. Has an OPS of 992 across those 19 games. Royals win 5-4. They now sit at 6-18 on the young season. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Breaking ball high, goes past Moreno all the way to the backstop. Here comes Isbell. He scores standing, and the Royals add an insurance run in the eighth. It's 5-2.
And the final score turns out to be 5-4 Royals. So, yeah, that insurance run, well worth the premium. Kyle Isbell scoring in the eighth inning, what turns out to be the game-winning run. I'll tell you what, Kyle Isbell hasn't done much at the plate of late, but when he does, it's critical. Scores the game-winning run tonight, had two hits. I believe he came into this game. I know he came into the game struggling, but he's been struggling all season. Yeah, two for his last 20. Nice job. He doubles his output tonight, going 2-for-4. But then you look at last night's game. He hits the game-tying RBI single. And then you go back to Saturday. And Kyle Isbell in that 5-run ninth inning against the Angels comes through with the big RBI triple. Yeah, way to go, Kyle Isbell. And then, of course, just playing a sensational center field. Now, tonight, everyone had their moments. Again, this game had everything from heart-stopping moments with Scott Barlow and Brady Singer, to the frustration you felt with Bobby and that error that he made in the eighth inning. Frustration, but then you're also so very impressed because most guys aren't getting the glove on that ball. Also, most guys don't think they can make that throw. They don't even try it. Had a little Patrick Mahomes in him. Young, maybe Texas Tech Patrick Mahomes on that play in the eighth inning. Nonetheless, all's well that ends well. Bobby Witt Jr., forget the second error of the season. Instead, we'll focus on his 2-for-5 performance, including his first inning run to give the Royals an early lead. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7610. But Kyle Isbell, you saw the good and the bad offensively from him, the leadoff double, but then he's, for some reason, caught stealing, trying to steal third base, and just blowing a golden opportunity. And look, Royals did that again, right? They had another first inning where you went, all right, nice job scoring, but man, it could have been a lot more. Two on with one out, and Michael Massey goes down swinging, and Franmil Reyes grounds out. Leadoff man on in the second, and they don't score. Leadoff man on in the third, and they don't score. But a big fourth inning from Hunter Dozier and Nicky Lopez. A big fifth inning from Edward Olivares and Michael Massey. Like, again, everyone had their moment tonight. The offense, up and down the lineup, everyone contributed. Now, eight of the nine starters had a hit. The only guy without a knock was Franmil Reyes. But Reyes drove in the team's fourth run of the game. Royals win 5-4. Joey in Grain Valley writing in on the text line, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Oh, Vern, you could hear the clubhouse having fun during Matt Cotrero's postgame press conference. The radio was blasting in the background. Yes, it was. Yes, it certainly was. From the 913, LOL, tell me I'm not the only one that could hear. And then he names the title of the song that was being played in the background of Matt Cotrero's postgame interview. Yeah, I heard that as well. Heard that as well. I think I was in college, maybe high school, when that song came out. You can't make music like that anymore. It was only 15, 20 years ago, but a lot has changed for the better, right? I don't know. No, you could still make. Now, you know what? Forget it. If you missed the Matt Cotrero postgame press conference, you might want to go check it out. In the meantime, how about you settle for Brady Singer? Here's the Royals' victorious right-hander, Brady Singer, following the Royals' 5-4 win in Game 2 of this three-game series against the Arizona Diamondbacks, audio courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City, Annie Rogers of MLB.com with the questions.
What are your takeaways from your outing tonight?
I think the slider was a difference maker. You know, we actually changed the whole thing. Bove and Sweeney came to me and, you know, said try this grip, and we started tinkering with it a little bit, and it was much, much better tonight. So I was really happy with that. It was kind of a lot more better late break to it there, and I think the changeup was really productive as well tonight. Threw it for strikes, you know, got a strike out there, and then the fastball had, you know, the right life to it. I think it just had a good mix of pitches, and Sauber did an awesome job of calling.
You changed the grip of the slider, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's a completely new pitch. You know, it's a different grip. It's still throwing it the same way, but I think the metrics are a little bit different. So it was, you know, credit to obviously Bove and Sweeney there for, you know, finding that and helping me there. And, you know, I just do it kind of like I usually been throwing a slider, just different grip, and then, you know, had the right action. Got some more swings and misses.
What led to that change there? I know that's a pitch you've been throwing for a long time.
Yeah, right. No, I just wasn't happy with it, you know, the last outing, and I figured that, you know, I have pretty good feel for a slider, and, you know, I feel like there's a way to make it better. So we kind of sat down and talked about it, and, you know, they came up with that, so it worked really well.
Looked like it was maybe varying velocity a little bit too. Is that intentional?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, sometimes there I could, you know, take some off of it, you know, get a little bit more break on it. So that's what I was kind of happy with, kind of being able to move it around and, you know, kind of make it bigger, smaller, and all that. So it was a good pitch for me tonight.
And then you mentioned your changeup, being able to throw a couple, getting that swing and strikeout too. I'm probably pretty happy with that.
Yeah, definitely good. You know, threw it in some, you know, some good situations to throw it in. You know, just the command of it was good, and I liked where it was. And, you know, I think, you know, just trying to get more, you know, movement on it, you know, as well. You know, maybe use that for a strikeout pitch, you know, later on down the road, and just keep working on it. You know, I'm happy where it is. I feel like the command's good, and I feel like the movement's right.
You had some trouble, obviously, in the last three outings early in the game. First and second, this time it just kind of came out fine. Was it anything different, or was it just, you
know, no,
you didn't
want
anybody either?
Yeah, that was kind of what I wanted to do, was go out there and, you know, set the tone early and try to, you know, I don't know if I've got through a first inning this year, you know, cleanly. So I think just trying to start off on the right foot, make some really good pitches, and I think that, you know, kind of led me to, you know, the end of the game.
That's Brady Singer following a 5-4 Royals win, six innings of one-run ball from the former Gator. Five strikeouts, no walks, and yeah, following along with the the metrics tonight, yeah, it was noticeable that it was a very different slider than the one we've watched over his first few outings. RPM? Was it revolutions per minute? I don't know. Millisecond? I don't know. Minus 183. That's quite the different pitch tonight for Brady Singer. Thought it really showed up in its in the third inning tonight. That's, in my opinion, when that slider took over and became a difference maker. Royals now 6-18 on the season. Let's go to the text line real quick. 913-586-7610. Anthony in Blue Springs. Vern, I think Singer was exactly what we needed tonight. However, Michael Massey has been looking like a 2015 Ben Zobrist in his approach to the plate. Yeah, that goes again to the question, whose performance stood out? Who had the bigger performance tonight, Brady Singer or Michael Massey? Massey, again, with his third straight multi-hit game. First time he's done that in his big league career. I don't know if I'd go Ben Zobrist just yet. Zobrist was a switch hitter. Showed a little bit more power than Massey has. But I like it. I like the optimism, Anthony. Thank you very much. From the 816, Vern, make no mistake, the single most important storyline to me tonight was the return to form from Brady Singer. And a third straight game, these Royals looked locked in and hungry. Huge, huge win tonight, signed Stefan. Rally Mantis writing in, always giving love to his guy Brady Singer, no surprise. Alex writes in, Vern, Brady Singer's performance by far, the team desperately needs him to get on a roll. No doubt. Pretty sure I already read that text. From the 316, tonight was great. Very encouraging to see Brady Singer able to get back on track and be the leader of the young pitchers we know he is. And yes, Vern, I'm also very excited about Michael Massey heating up. Good day, good night. Let's take a series tomorrow afternoon. Sounds like a plan. From the 913, Vern, I was just with Alex Gold watching the Royals game. Him watching a game that he's bet on is entertaining, to say the least. Well, I hope you followed along with him. Gold was on the On Deck show earlier today in our gambling segment that we call the Double Play. He gave you two winners. He doubled your money tonight if you followed along. He more than doubled your money. I doubled your money as well. We won 3 for 3. We made you, hopefully, a lot of money. And you got to watch the Royals win. A nice night, start to finish. Spike in St. Joe writes in, Vern, why did Kyle Isbell try to steal third in the top of the second inning? And, Vern, we need Franmil Reyes to start hitting. Yeah, Reyes 0 for 3 tonight, but again with that sacrifice fly. I've actually been pleased with what Franmil's given the team this year. I really wasn't expecting all that much. Honestly, I was expecting a lot more strikeouts and maybe a few more home runs. I wasn't expecting the type of base hits and hustle that we've seen from Franmil. But yes, since returning after the birth of his sixth kid, he's...
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Breaking ball high, goes past Moreno all the way to the backstop. Here comes Isbell. He scores standing, and the Royals add an insurance run in the eighth. It's 5-2.
And the final score turns out to be 5-4 Royals. So, yeah, that insurance run, well worth the premium. Kyle Isbell scoring in the eighth inning, what turns out to be the game-winning run. I'll tell you what, Kyle Isbell hasn't done much at the plate of late, but when he does, it's critical. Scores the game-winning run tonight, had two hits. I believe he came into this game I know he came into the game struggling, but he's been struggling all season. Yeah, 2 for his last 20. Nice job. He doubles his output tonight, going 2 for 4. But then you look at last night's game. He hits the game-tying RBI single. And then you go back to Saturday. And Kyle Isbell in that 5-run ninth inning against the Angels comes through with the big RBI triple. Yeah, way to go, Kyle Isbell. And then, of course, just playing a sensational center field. Now, tonight, everyone had their moments. Again, this game had everything from heart-stopping moments with Scott Barlow and Brady Singer to the frustration you felt with Bobby and that error that he made in the eighth inning. Frustration, but then you're also so very impressed because most guys aren't getting the glove on that ball. Also, most guys don't think they can make that throw. They don't even try it. Had a little Patrick Mahomes in him. Young, maybe Texas Tech Patrick Mahomes on that play in the eighth inning. Nonetheless, all's well that ends well. Bobby Witt Jr., forget the second error of the season. Instead, we'll focus on his 2-for-5 performance, including his first inning run to give the Royals an early lead. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7610. But Kyle Isbell, you saw the good and the bad offensively from him, the leadoff double, but then he's, for some reason, caught stealing, trying to steal third base and just blowing a golden opportunity. And look, Royals did that again, right? They had another first inning where you went, all right, nice job scoring, but man, it could have been a lot more. 2 on with 1 out, and Michael Massey goes down swinging, and Franmil Reyes grounds out. Leadoff man on in the second, and they don't score. Leadoff man on in the third, and they don't score. But a big fourth inning from Hunter Dozier and Nicky Lopez. A big fifth inning from Edward Olivares and Michael Massey. Like, again, everyone had their moment tonight. The offense up and down the lineup, everyone contributed. 8 of the 9 starters had a hit. The only guy without a knock was Franmil Reyes. But Reyes drove in the team's 4th run of the game. Royals win 5-4. Joey in Grain Valley writing in on the text line, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Oh, Vern, you could hear the clubhouse having fun during Matt Cotrero's postgame press conference. The radio was blasting in the background. Yes, it was. Yes, it certainly was. From the 913, LOL, tell me I'm not the only one that could hear. And then he names the title of the song that was being played in the background of Matt Cotrero's post-game interview. Yeah, I heard that as well. I think I was in college, maybe high school, when that song came out. You can't make music like that anymore. It was only 15, 20 years ago, but a lot has changed for the better, right? I don't know. No, you could still make. Now, you know what? Forget it. If you missed the Matt Cotrero postgame press conference, you might want to go check it out. In the meantime, how about you settle for Brady Singer? Here's the Royals' victorious right-hander, Brady Singer, following the Royals' 5-4 win in Game 2 of this 3-game series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Audio courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City. Annie Rogers of MLB.com with the questions.
What are your takeaways from your outing tonight?
I think the slider was a difference maker. You know, we actually changed the whole thing. Mauve and Sweeney came to me and, you know, said try this grip, and we started tinkering with it a little bit, and it was much, much better tonight. So I was really happy with that. It was kind of a lot more better late break to it there. And I think the changeup was really productive as well tonight. Threw it for strikes, you know, got a strike out there, and then the fastball had the right life to it. I think it just had a good mix of pitches, and Salvador did an awesome job of calling.
You changed the grip of the slider, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's a completely new pitch. It's a different grip. It's still throwing it the same way, but I think the metrics are a little bit different. So it was, credit to obviously Bove and Sweeney there for, finding that and helping me there. And, I just threw it kind of like I usually been throwing a slider, just different grip, and then, had the right action. Got some more swings and misses.
What led to that change there? I know that's a pitch you've been throwing it for a long time.
Yeah, right. No, I just wasn't happy with it, the last outing. And I figured that, I have pretty good feel for a slider, and, I feel like there's a way to make it better. So we kind of sat down and talked about it, and, they came up with that. So it worked really well.
Looked like it was maybe varying velocity a little bit too. Is that intentional?
Yeah, a little bit. Sometimes there I could, take some off of it, get a little bit more break on it. So that's what I was kind of happy with, kind of being able to move it around and, kind of make it bigger, smaller, and all that. So it was a good pitch for me tonight.
And then you mentioned your changeup, being able to throw a couple, getting that swing and strikeout too. I'm probably pretty happy with that.
Yeah, definitely good. Threw it in some good situations to throw it in. Just the command of it was good, and I liked where it was. And I think just trying to get more movement on it as well. Maybe use that for a strikeout pitch later on down the road, and just keep working on it. I'm happy where it is. I feel like the command's good, and I feel like the movement's right.
Go ahead.
You had some trouble obviously in the last 3 outings early in the game versus the second. This time you just kind of came out fine. Was it anything different, or was it just
Yeah, that was kind of what I wanted to do, was go out there and set the tone early and try to, I don't know if I've got through a first inning this year cleanly. So I think just trying to start off on the right foot, make some really good pitches, and I think that kind of led me to the end of the game.
That's Brady Singer following a 5-4 Royals win, 6 innings of 1-run ball from the former Gator. 5 strikeouts, no walks, and following along with the metrics tonight. Yeah, it was noticeable that it was a very different slider than the one we've watched over his first few outings. RPM? Was it revolutions per minute? I don't know. Millisecond? I don't know. Minus 183. That's quite the different pitch tonight for Brady Singer. Thought it really showed up in the third inning tonight. That's, in my opinion, when that slider took over and became a difference maker. Royals now 6-18 on the season. Let's go to the text line real quick. 913-586-7610. Anthony in Blue Springs. Vern, I think Singer was exactly what we needed tonight. However, Michael Massey has been looking like a 2015 Ben Zobrist in his approach to the plate. Yeah, that goes again to the question, whose performance stood out? Who had the bigger performance tonight, Brady Singer or Michael Massey? Massey again with his third straight multi-hit game. First time he's done that in his big league career. I don't know if I'd go Ben Zobrist just yet. Zobrist was a switch hitter. Showed a little bit more power than Massey has. But I like it. I like the optimism, Anthony. Thank you very much. From the 816, Vern, make no mistake, the single most important storyline to me tonight was the return to form from Brady Singer. And a third straight game, these Royals looked locked in and hungry. Huge, huge win tonight, signed Stefan. Rally Mantis writing in, always giving love to his guy Brady Singer, no surprise. Alex writes in, Vern, Brady Singer's performance by far, the team desperately needs him to get on a roll. No doubt. Pretty sure I already read that text. From the 316, tonight was great. Very encouraging to see Brady Singer able to get back on track and be the leader of the young pitchers we know he is. And yes, Vern, I'm also very excited about Michael Massey heating up. Good day, good night. Let's take a series tomorrow afternoon. Sounds like a plan. From the 913, Vern, I was just with Alex Gold watching the Royals game. Him watching a game that he's bet on is entertaining, to say the least. Well, I hope you followed along with him. Gold was on the On Deck show earlier today in our gambling segment that we call the Double Play. He gave you two winners. He doubled your money tonight if you followed along. He more than doubled your money. I doubled your money as well. We won 3 for 3. We made you hopefully a lot of money. And you got to watch the Royals win. A nice night, start to finish. Spike in St. Joe writes in, Vern, why did Kyle Isbell try to steal third in the top of the second inning? And, Vern, we need Franmil Reyes to start hitting. Yeah, Reyes 0 for 3 tonight, but again with that sacrifice fly. I've actually been pleased with what Franmil's given the team this year. I really wasn't expecting all that much. Honestly, I was expecting a lot more strikeouts and maybe a few more home runs. I wasn't expecting the type of base hits and hustle that we've seen from Franmil. But yes, since returning after the birth of his sixth kid, he's 0 for 8. Yeah, he's just lost his timing. I hope to get that back. As far as Kyle Isbell trying to steal third with one out in the second inning, Royals up 1-0. He's on second. Nicky Lopez is at the dish. And yeah, thrown out at third. Now look, the Arizona third baseman was playing well off the bag. Almost closer to shortstop than he was third base. Maybe didn't think Ryan Nelson would be able to disengage and make a perfect throw to the bag in time. I'm not angry at the decision. You just got to get a better jump than that. A poor jump there from Kyle Isbell. Again, Vinny Pasquantino, not the biggest of nights, only one hit. In fact, only he, the aforementioned Franmil Reyes and Hunter Dozier, those the only starters tonight to not have multiple hits. But Vinny does reach base. His leadoff single in the third, an infield knock, gives him 20 straight starts reaching base. Royals win 5-4, and they will look to take a series tomorrow with a pitching matchup that will obviously favor Arizona. I'm sure the line will reflect that as Ryan Yarbrough takes on Zach Gallen. It's a 2:40 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 1:30. All right, thanks to Grant Nicholson for the help back at the studio. Grant, it's not even worth telling, but Jack Nicholson, I used to always get that confused. I always think I'm screwing up your name. Either way, Grant Nicholson, thank you very much for the help back at the studio. Thanks to all of you for listening. Talk to you tomorrow afternoon. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your